Typically, when I preach, I tend to preach about money, but not today. But I am going to talk about Thanksgiving. And my presentation here is a bit different than one you're probably used to. It's a bit unconventional. It's a narrative. It's written in the form of an eyewitness account of the healing of the 10 lepers. We were heading into Jerusalem, and we had taken that old border road between Samaria and Galilee. It was a hot day. It's the type of hot day when, as you walk along, puffs of the dirt come up with every step you take. It's the kind of day where you really never stop sweating, and even the drinking of water fails to quench your thirst. For a while, the only sound that we heard was that of our own breath as we walked along. But then, closer and closer, it was unmistakable. We heard them. Unclean, unclean, unclean. You could see them standing on the side of the road as we walked up towards them, and they cried out again, unclean, unclean, unclean. There were 10 of them, and even if we had not heard them repeating unclean, 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 it was unmistakable who they were. Some of them had rags wrapped around their hands, and others had bundles of old strips of cloth on their legs. They were all dressed in tattered and torn clothing, and they were a pitiful sight. There was no mistaking who they were. They were lepers. None of us wanted to get any closer to these wretched creatures, and who could blame us? I mean, everyone knows about leprosy, don't they? The skin is covered with open sores, and they ooze, and they smell. And there's no recovering from that. Once the body has it, it simply slowly rots. And sadly, it's so easy to catch. That's why the priests insist that anyone who has a skin blemish must present themselves in the temple for examination. And the priest looks at them, and he sees the patches of flesh, or the white spots, or the red bumps, and sees if their hair is discolored. And he pronounces them unclean if they are unclean, and the person must go into quarantine for 7 days to avoid putting other people in danger. Most of the time, fortunately, people don't have leprosy. When they go back to the priest after 7 days, he declares them clean, and they are able to go about their normal business. But for others, the blemishes don't go away. The color of their sores is brighter. The color of their flesh is even more infected, and they are banished. Some are old and some are young. Some have families and others don't. But the disease does not discriminate. It doesn't care what your status is. A leper is forever declared unclean, forever unable to have normal human contact, unable to play with their children, to hug their wives or their husbands, unable to do anything that might cause other people to get the disease. Imagine, if you can, having to live your life in a hovel, hanging around only the type of people who were in the same situation as you were, full of disease and suffering. After a while, everybody you knew would not want to associate with you. They wouldn't want anything to do with you. Even if they said they loved you, they wouldn't want to come close to you. So therefore, the only people that you knew or would associate with were the people who had the same condition as you had. That's what leprosy was all about. That's why we stopped on that road on the way to the village. When we saw the lepers that day, we were being very cautious. We stopped and wondered what Jesus would do, because Jesus didn't seem to have a problem with lepers. We had seen him touch a leper once, and a leper who had begged to be healed, and at once the leper was healed, and he rejoiced and praised God. It was quite an event, and I figure that the 10 lepers that we encountered must have heard that story before. Because as we turned around the curb towards the village, they ran toward us. and screamed to Jesus, "Master, take pity on us." When Jesus heard this, he stopped, and as the sun beat down on our heads, he turned towards them and he said, "Go, show yourself to the priests." The 10 lepers must have wondered what he meant. They must have wondered because the chance of being healed from leprosy is 1 in 1,000,000. As we watched them go, we began to realize that, in fact, Jesus had healed these men. Why else would he have said them, "Go and show yourself to the priests"? We knew that anyone who is healed of a skin disease is required to be pronounced clean by the priest. And we marveled that Jesus, with just one word, was able to heal them. We saw one of those lepers again about 15 minutes later, after the others had disappeared down the road towards the village. And he came back up the road to us. We could tell that something had happened to him. He was full of joy. He was radiant. He was full of energy, even when he was fairly far off. And as he got closer, we could tell that he was completely cured, that his skin was pink like the rest of us. He was glowing with health. When he got close to us, he singled out Jesus and began singing and saying, "Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia." And he ran over to Jesus and threw himself at his feet and praised God and thanked Jesus. And Jesus touched him on the head and he said, as he looked at us, "Were there not 10 of you? Where are the other 9? Was no one else found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" At first, we didn't quite understand what Jesus meant about calling him a foreigner, but then we noticed and heard the man's accent, and we realized that he was a Samaritan. The race that despises us, those that don't worship the same way that we do or present themselves in the temple. Imagine that. He wasn't one of us, and yet he came to give praise to God. And as we wondered what Jesus meant by these words, he looked down at the Samaritan and said, "Rise, your faith has made you well." And the man got up and went on his way and continued to praise God. We stood there for a minute and thought about Jesus and what he had said. We wondered if Jesus was angry at the 9 others who didn't come back. We wondered if Jesus was trying to tell us something about himself or about the Samaritan. It was a strange saying, but one thing was certain. All 10 men were cured of leprosy, and Jesus had said so, but it seemed to me that this one man, the one who came back to us and thanked Jesus, there was something different about him. He had been changed. He had not only been cured, but he had been made whole. That somehow through this experience, his relationship with Jesus had been made strong. The others with me that day also thought the same thing. And as we walked and we talked amongst ourselves, we asked ourselves if Jesus was trying to tell us something special about giving thanks. And we were all wondering how we might have behaved if we were in the same situation. What if we were amongst one of those 10 lepers who had been healed that day? Would we have been like the one who came back to Jesus and in glory gave thanks and praised God relentlessly? Or would we have been happy and content with the fact that our condition had changed and gone and shown ourselves to the priests and once declared clean had gone back to our families and about our business as usual? We asked ourselves and each other if we are really ever thankful to God for the gifts that we receive. Or, like so many do we just carry about our normal days, giving offerings, attending the temples, attending services as is appropriate, saying the prayers that our religion says we need to, and then returning to our homes and carrying on business as usual? We wondered, were we like the other 9 who were cleansed, or were we like the one who was not only cleansed, but because of his faith, because of his giving thanks, was made whole? Amen.